talking about Halloween candy a minute ago. A candy supplier put out a comprehensive list of the top-selling Halloween candies all across the country. Are you ready? All right. For the first time ever, first time in 17 years, the new number one candy at Halloween is M&M's, surpassing Reese's Cups to take the number one spot. However, here in Wisconsin, the number one candy at Halloween is Butterfingers. Yeah. And my favorite, Three Musketeers, is the number one candy in Mississippi. I might have to move. 8 o'clock on the nose at WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, receiving Kenosha.
Let's check our news of the morning now.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Hurricane Milton's 155-mile-an-hour winds are bashing Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula as the now downgraded Category 4 storm beats a path towards the west coast of Florida. It could come ashore there as early as tomorrow night. Meteorologist Stephanie Abrams at the Weather Channel.
Milton is expected to be a large and powerful hurricane at landfall. Not only will it bring life-threatening surge, winds, and flooding rain, but also the threat of tornadoes from Orlando to Miami.
Millions of people are leaving, but some cannot. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti is in Tampa.
At Tampa General Hospital, the region's only level one trauma center, many patients are too unwell to be evacuated. The hospital has erected a removable watertight flood wall around its exterior to keep the storm surge at bay.
There are concerns about funding for rebuilding. CBS's Scott McFarland from Capitol Hill.
Some of the members of Congress from hurricane-impacted areas are calling for Congress to reconvene before the election to get new money into the Small Business Administration's Disaster Loan Fund. It's been depleted by Hurricane Helene, and it's needed for businesses to recover from natural disasters.
Vice President Harris taken to task on the number of undocumented people coming into the country at the southern border. On last night's 60 Minutes on CBS, correspondent Bill Whitaker asked.
But the numbers did quadruple.
And the numbers today, because of what we have done, we have cut the flow of illegal immigration by half.
Former President Donald Trump declined an interview with 60 Minutes. He held an event to mark Hamas' October 7th attack at his golf club in Miami.
It was a hideous, incredible cruelty. It was chilling savagery. It was demonic delight.
A couple of pioneers of artificial intelligence have won this year's Nobel Prize in Physics.
For foundational discoveries and inventions that enable machine learning with artificial neural networks.
John Hopfield did his research at Princeton. Jeffrey Hinton, known as the godfather of AI, works at the University of Toronto. It's going to cost you more for a chance to get rich quick. Lottery officials are more than doubling the price of a Mega Millions ticket from $2 to $5. They say the change will improve jackpot odds, pave the way for more frequent giant prizes and larger payouts. S&P futures up 22. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice5G and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart Jay Waddles with the quick news update. The Walworth County Sheriff's Office has identified the victims of a fatal fire on Saturday night. 83-year-old Sylvia Chapman and her 58-year-old son Bradley were found dead in a home in what was initially called a crime scene. Details about the fire's origin and the causes of death remain unknown. A legislative candidate forum organized by NAMI Racine County will be held tonight. It's happening at the Workforce Development Center on Taylor. The event will feature candidates from the four local assembly districts and focuses on mental health issues. Racine's annual fall leaf collection program started yesterday. People are reminded to leave leaves unbagged on their designated collection day. The bus system in Racine has resumed normal operations for routes to and from the Regency Mall area. Recent developments in the area include the construction of a Woodman's and a new project in the western part of the parking lot. Over $5 million has been allocated to Kenosha County for removing lead paint from homes. The federal grant program aims to protect children from lead poisoning. And President Joe Biden's visit to Milwaukee today may cause traffic impacts. He's in the area addressing lead pipe replacement initiatives. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A Badger named Player of the Week. I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. Wisconsin Badgers Trek Kekahuna named Big Ten Freshman of the Week. 6 catches and 2 touchdowns against Purdue. Head coach Luke Fickell says running back Tywee Walker looked good as the game wore on.
It gave Tywee an opportunity probably to truly kind of see what he can establish, you know, and even, you know, being physical at that. I think those kinds of guys do gain momentum after taking hits.
NFL, the Green Bay Packers host the Arizona Cardinals Sunday. Matt LaFleur says he expects Romeo Doubs will be back after meeting with the suspended wide receiver yesterday. Jaire Alexander says Doubs is one of their best receivers.
I always want to go against Doubs. I mean, dude's freaking really good. I mean, he come in his rookie year not catching a single pass on me, and now he's in contested. We're going up for 50-50 balls now. I mean, he's a pro. You know, he goes about it the right way. He comes in. I mean, he catches 100 balls. Just more after practice. His attention to detail is very on point.
That's the Packers' Jaire Alexander. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 68 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 67. Same for Thursday. Sunshine with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Anybody a gym teacher here? You think when gym teachers are younger, they're thinking, you know, I want to teach, but I don't want to read. Kickball for 40 years. I can't believe we got grades in gym class. I've never used anything I learned in there. I've never been, all right, I'm standing in front of a room full of strangers. Based on what I've learned in gym class, I will throw a Red Bull at a fat guy. That's no good.
Neil Diamond, thank the Lord for the nighttime. Somebody put a meme on Facebook, and it said, Sweet Caroline, Neil Diamond. And it was Carol Line. And they had all these girls lined up whose names were Carol, and they said, we're in a Caroline. And I thought, you know, that's kind of cute. I mean, you know, doesn't mean anything in life, but it's kind of cute. All right. An employee at a modern art museum in the Netherlands threw out two empty beer cans that were actually priceless art. He saw the hand-painted cans and thought, ah, someone left them behind. I'll just toss them. Luckily, the museum's curator realized they were missing before the trash got to them. But, wow, could you imagine throwing out priceless art? Can't imagine it. CCR, Cringe Clearwater Revival, coming up now, looking at my back door, looking for sunshine today with a high near 69. Right now it's sunny, 51 degrees, here in Radio Park.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'm singing. Do-do-do, looking out my back door. This giant doing cartwheels, statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur betrothed. Listening to Buck Owens. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition provided by a magician. Do, do, do.
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Yeah.
We can work it out. The Beatles, the greatest rock group of all time. And, of course, every 45 RPM record they had, both sides were a hit. Flip side of this was Day Tripper. So when these songs came out on 45, you didn't know which was the A side of this. Because every time they put out a song, both sides were a hit. All right. Google posted the top Is It Weird questions we've asked this year. They're all about doing stuff alone. Here's what they said. Is it weird to go to a bar alone? Plenty of people do it. Is it weird to talk to yourself? That depends. If it's in public at full volume, yes, it is weird. Is it weird to go to a concert alone? Go for it. Maybe you'll meet people who share your interests. Is it weird to go to the movies alone? Well, now that there's so much to stream, it might be less common. Plenty of people do it. I used to go to the movies alone all the time because I like to go every single weekend. And I used to go all the time alone. Is it weird to eat alone at a restaurant? No, but there's a stigma because restaurants really kind of set up for people to eat together. So if it feels weird to eat at the bar, there was a whole movie based on that. The Lonely Guy with Steve Martin. And he goes to a restaurant by himself and a big spotlight goes on him and they start removing the second serving. They take the plates, the forks, the napkins away just so he can be by himself and everybody's looking at him. The Lonely Guy. I guess that's what it's about. 816 WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Got more coming up for you. Don't move. Keep it right here.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique pre-holiday shopping. Come shop for your one-of-a-kind holiday outfit with Mary's Boutique. When? Thursday, October 17th. Where? Fountain Hills Apartments at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive in Mount Pleasant in the C Lobby. Shop for your unique outfit from noon till 4 p.m. This is a free event. Refreshments will be offered in the C Dining Room. That's Mary's Unique Boutique pre-holiday shopping on October 17th at Fountain Hills Apartments in Mount Pleasant.
Are you or a loved one facing a serious illness? Feel better, worry less with Hospice Alliance's Supportive Care Management. It's a special kind of palliative care that helps manage symptoms to improve quality of life while providing guidance and support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. Hospicealliance.org.
Roll into the Lanes Hot 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy, and I'm going to use a quote to kick off today's Work Money Minute. Comparison is the thief of joy. That fancy quote comes from everybody's favorite 26th president, Theodore Roosevelt. It calls out one of the most common problems that you and me and everybody we know sometimes has about their money. It is envy. You know, whether it's something you see in real life or something you see as you're scrolling on Facebook or Instagram, envy is really hard to turn off. And you know how when you feel it, it just makes everything else around you seem yuckier? Well, here's what I do. A, I give myself a break. It's normal and human to feel envy. B, I say, Carrie Joy, don't believe the hype. You know real life is more complicated than what you're looking at. And C, I stop scrolling for a little bit. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. Stand by.
Stand by me, Ben E. King. All right, here's my Ben E. King story. You ready for this? All right. My brother played with him. My brother played with a lot of rock groups in the 1960s. He was the backup band for a lot of them. And the Shangri-Las, the Shirelles, Ruby and the Romantics, Little Anthony the Imperials. And Ben E. King was one of them. And they were playing up in South Fallsburg, New York. It's up in the Catskill Mountains at a resort. They were playing there. And I went with my brother in a lot of these things. He took me along, which is very nice because who wants their little brother tagging along with them? But he'd let me tag along with his band. And so Benny King gets there about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and he wants to limber up. So they were, it was a resort, so there was a basketball court there. And he says, let's play some basketball. And I said, let's, your band against my band. And he said, I need one more player. And he looked at me and said, you'll play with me. So I was on Benny King's basketball team. He was passing me the ball, and I was not as tall as I am now, but I was able to put the ball in the basket. So I played basketball with Ben E. King, and he happened to be a super nice guy. He was on his own by then. He used to play with the Drift. He used to be the lead singer for the Drifters, but he was on his own then, and I don't know if Stand By Me was out at that time. Maybe it probably was, but he had so many hits like Spanish Harlem, and, of course, all his songs with the Drifters. But yeah, I got to play basketball with Benny King. Ah, that's kind of neat. Never met Elvis, though. That I never did. Elvis Presley, Kentucky Rain, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 69. Right now, sunny and 51 right here at Radio Park.
7 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. For a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long. My love's too strong. Let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed you a photograph to some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes.
Thank you. Sherman's What a Wonderful World, WRJN, local news and timeless hits. And here's a real-life Lassie story. You ready for this? A cop in Washington State randomly saw a dog sitting in the middle of the road. She refused to get in his patrol car. Then she ran and led him to a cabin where her 64-year-old, make that 84-year-old owner, was in trouble. He had fallen, hurt his leg, and he couldn't get up. And he'd been stuck there for hours without access to his medications. The police say the 13-year-old dog literally saved his life. Her name is Gitta. And all I know is my dog would run. If that police officer said, get in my car, that my dog would have gotten in that car and found a new owner because figures this guy's not going to feed me. He's not going to walk me anymore. I'm looking for a new owner. But that's kind of a true life Lassie story. And this dog is 13 years old. Kudos to Gitta. I think G-I-T-A. I think Gitta. Gitta. Congratulations to that girl, dog and the owner, too. He's fine now. The dog saved his life. It's 8:30. Let's check news now from Civic Media.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden returns to Wisconsin today. He's talking about his administration's progress in replacing lead pipes in Milwaukee and creating good-paying jobs. It's Biden's second visit to Wisconsin since dropping out of the presidential race. He was here in September to talk about new investments in rural electrification and other infrastructure. The nation's agriculture secretary says Liz Cheney's endorsement to Wisconsin last week sends a message to Republicans thinking of voting for Kamala Harris in order to preserve democracy.
That is a very stark choice. And as a Republican, you can feel confident that you're doing what is right for the country by casting your vote for the vice president.
That's Tom Vilsack speaking to Civic Media's Todd Albaugh. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine residents riding on the bus can now get back to Regency. The city's bus system says normal operations have returned to routes running to and from the mall area. If you haven't seen that mall area recently, the Bones of the Woodmans is up, with a new development also going up in the western portion of the parking lot. A new effort to get the lead out will start soon in Kenosha. Southeastern Wisconsin is set to get over $12 million for lead paint removal in homes. It's funded through a federal grant program. The funding includes nearly $5.2 million just for Kenosha County. The aim is to protect young children from lead poisoning and to improve overall community health. Watch out for some bad eggs. A salmonella outbreak linked to eggs from a farm in Wisconsin has sickened 65 people across the country, with 42 cases reported in Wisconsin alone. The affected eggs were sold under various brand names, including Milo's Poultry Farms, M&E Family Farms, Tony's Fresh Market, and Happy Quackers Farm for duck eggs. Motorists in Milwaukee should be prepared for potential traffic tie-ups today as President Joe Biden visits the city. He's addressing lead pipe replacement initiatives. Minnesota's First Lady Gwen Waltz will be campaigning in Beloit and Madison tomorrow. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 68 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 67. Same for Thursday. Sunshine with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
I played tennis with Portia over the break. Just one set of tennis. And 2 weeks later, I still have a stiff neck right there. And I've heard of tennis elbow. I've never heard of tennis neck. I guess you could hurt your neck watching tennis. I can imagine that, like, and then the noises the players make as well. I like to think I'm in good shape, but no matter how much I work out, you know, as you get older, you hurt yourself doing anything at all. How many of you hurt yourself just sneezing? Anybody? Yeah. How many of you just pulled something just raising your hand to answer that question? It's crazy. One of my riders, Lauren, hurt her shoulder picking up her nephew. Now, he's 27, so that doesn't count. I have a friend who pulled a muscle when she was shaving her legs, which, you know, how do you prepare for that? Your trainer asks your fitness goals. Shaving the other leg, actually, is my, that's my goal. Sometimes you hurt yourself when you're not doing anything at all. Once, and I'm not proud of this, I hurt myself sleeping. I don't know if anybody's had this. I went to bed, nothing hurt. I was fine. I woke up, and I was like, did I get caught in a rock slide last night?
WRJN. Distinction. Lover, Let Me Be Lonely. Love that song. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN sunny with a high near 69 today. Right now, sunny and 52. A beautiful morning right here at Radio Park. Got some good news and some bad news. You want the bad news first? All right. Alaska is the most popular state among serial killers. Now, the good news. We live in the lower 48 states. All right, Nancy Sinatra. Nancy with the laughing eyes, remember? Frank's little girl. Here she is. These boots are made for walking here at WRJN.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing. And you keep thinking get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
Oh, my sweetness,
means you'll meet me in the hallway. Whoa, twice on the pie means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa, twice
on the pipe,
if the answer is no,
I love you,
oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway,
twice on the pipe.
There you go. Knock three times. Tony Orlando and his group Dawn. You know, Tony Orlando actually had a hit in 1963, way before he ever, you know, put the group Dawn together. It was called Bless You. I got to look that up sometime. I think it was 1963 it came out on Epic Records. Yeah, I got to look that up. Okay. California has now become the first state to ban sell-by dates. You ever see that on a carton of milk? Sell-by? Well, they're getting rid of that. So how are you supposed to know when the milk goes bad? Well, they're going to include two other things on there. Best if used by, which indicates peak quality, and used by to designate food safety. I like that old thing, you know, sell-by dates. You know, at our house it was two. It was like when you see the sell-by date and you say, well, October 8th, we have to start drinking all that milk by midnight tonight. It's all going to go bad at midnight. But, you know. It was never that bad. But psychologically, I said, this doesn't taste good. And my wife would say, well, it's good for another 3 days. Well, I guess it tastes good then. So that's what it was like in our house. 845 WRJN, sunny today with a high near 69. Clear tonight, lows around 49. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 66. Right now, the sun is shining. It's a beautiful day, 52 degrees right here at Radio Park.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. We've been led to believe that corporations are the job creators and that they drive the economy. We have been told that corporations won't expand and create jobs if they are not given large tax cuts as incentive. It's not true. The economy is not driven by the supply of goods. It is driven by our demand for goods. A living wage, affordable childcare, paid family leave, and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut corporate taxes, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone or tax cut for corporations. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message because together we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Mr. Tambourine Man, 851 to WRJN, local news and timeless hits. This is odd, but true. The largest hepatitis A outbreak in the U.S. history was caused by... what restaurant do you think? Whoops.
A restaurant?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They're not around anymore, I don't think.
Ponderosa?
No, they're still around. Chi-Chi's Mexican Restaurant. The largest hepatitis A outbreak in U.S. history caused by Chi-Chi's. Yeah,
I remember that name, too.
I used to eat.
Gosh.
There was one right down the block from the radio station. I used to eat there all the time. We used to go there for lunch here, all the people at the radio station.
Oh, my gosh.
And I never got hepatitis A. It must have happened when I wasn't there that day. But still, that's something, huh? Whoa. All right, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, the Zombies now. Time of the season, local news and timeless hits right here.
It's the time of the season. When love runs high, in this time, give it to me easy. And let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone it's the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
He rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season.
Thank you.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Here is. Is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
And the record label was also called Riviera Records, too. I don't know how that happened. California Sun, WRJN, local news, timeless hits. What could you do in this situation? I'll just ask you, could you do this in this situation? A small twin-engine plane flying from Las Vegas to Monterey, California on Friday. The pilot passes out. One passenger on the plane who knew nothing about flying had no choice but to land the plane herself. Air traffic control talked her through it. She touched down at Bakersfield Airport. The pilot taken to the hospital. A woman, a little shaken up. And landed the plane. Nobody was hurt. The plane in good condition. Could you land a plane?
Gosh. No, I can't even land a bike.
I would want the other passenger to be Chris Morrow because he's got a pilot's license.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my gosh.
I would need that.
That was horrifying to me.
Even if they walked me through, I guess I could do it if I had to, you know.
That or death. Yeah,
I'd be panicking the whole time. When something doesn't work here at the radio station, I panic. Could you imagine me in an airplane?
Oh, my God.
All right, Cindy Huber's coming up next. She'll have the artist of record for you coming up in the next hour, and you can win a piece of vinyl today.
Yeah.
Also, maybe later on in the month, a record player.
That's right.
Got a couple of them to give away. All right, that's coming up.
Preach it.
Yeah. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. with more local news and timeless hits here at 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and 1400 AM. WRJN, here are the grassroots.
Telling me that you're